This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to our podcast, The Screwtape Letters, Confronting Evil in Our Time. I'm Ian Faith.
And I'm Galen Belinsky. In each episode, we will unpack one of C.S. Lewis's 31 letters and illuminate the nefarious schemes that the devil and his minions play in our world today.
Understanding how the demonic forces seek to separate us from God helps us to expose them,
reject them, and pursue Jesus as the center of our lives.
Subscribe and join us and our guests on this journey, The Screwtape Letters.
So welcome back to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. My name's Ian Faith. I'm one of the hosts along with Galen Belinsky. And this is just a little short show that we're actually doing for you just to say hi, but to also reveal something really exciting for all our listeners on audio who are listening to the podcast on audio. If you jump over to rumble.com, it's a video hosting site, and look for the Screwtape Letters podcast, you'll be able to see us on video and actually see something kind of exciting as well, which is there is only a week left to get your copy of Confronting Evil in Our Time. As you can see, 306 pages. Galen and I really poured our hearts into it. This is the actual last proof copy before we go live. So as of next week, we'll be able to give you links to everywhere where you can actually find the book, distribution will spread, and you'll be able to get it in all different places. For the last week, you can get a signed copy from Galen and I for $14.99, free shipping. That's all you're going to pay. And I just want to also thank the bunch of people who have actually not just bought one copy, but bought a couple of copies because they want them for Christmas presents, presents for friends, Thanksgiving, all that. So appreciate that from everyone who's done that. Galen and I are really, really thankful that that's been the case. After like the 22nd, it'll be out and available on Amazon. So you'll be able to get it in paperback, ebook, and then there'll be a hardcover coming of that soon as well. For our listeners in other countries, you'll be able to get it from Amazon and your local Amazon store probably in a couple of weeks from now, hopefully before Christmas. And then we've had requests to actually translate it into other languages. And so there'll be a Spanish edition coming first, and then there'll be a couple of different languages that the book's going to be translated into as well. But yeah, this is really exciting. It made me cry when I saw it, because as I say, we've put over a year into it, and it's just amazing the way this has actually turned out. So what's to come? We're asking also for you to spread the word. We want your help, not only supporting the book, supporting the ideas in the book, growing your faith, growing your ministries, using this for Bible studies, using this as a devotional that you can actually utilize to fight this spiritual warfare that's out there as well. But it's just really great for, you know, study groups as well. We've been contacted by a couple of study groups who are going to use it for that. So that's really touching to know. But we want you to be the evangelists for this. We want you to be our early believers who are going to go out and spread the word. Wrapping up season two. So it's been an amazing season for us covering all the Easter eggs within C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. Some of them are very overt. Some of them are very vague, but you sort of, as we dive deeper into it, they actually become clearer, and that's actually just been fantastic. And it's been a great season of guests. If you haven't followed all the guests on episode two or season two, what you need to know is we've had some amazing guests like David Smallbone. He's the subject of the movie Unsung Hero, if you haven't seen it. He's also the father and husband of Helen Smallbone, but they're the parents of For King and Country, that amazing Nashville band, and also Rebecca St. James as well. And he's just overall just an amazing guy. And it was an amazing interview hearing how God worked in his world. Michael Blewett joined me for Sexual Sin, that episode. And Michael also works in celebrating recovery and helping men through sex issues. Then we dug deeper into C.S. Lewis's background around the Screwtape Letters and its marketing as being satire, which I don't think it is. It's more about spiritual warfare. And then the Lewis expert, William O'Flaherty, who's been a guest and friend of ours since the start of this whole venture, joined us to promote his new book, The Screwtape Letters Handbook. Totally different to Confronting Evil in Our Time, but a worthy read as well. Then the Miracle Patient episode with Dan Thompson. If you want to hear a story of Christ healing, this is an amazing story. You know, Dan went from stage 4 cancer to fully cleared, not even just remission, fully cleared of cancer. And all along, when the doctors kept telling him, it doesn't work like that, Dan, he kept pushing back and saying, it's not your choice, it's God's choice. And that's just been what has been absolutely amazing. And then Pastor Andy Woodward joined us to discuss his delivery ministry, his deliverance ministry. And a deliverance ministry obviously casts out demons. They've been doing it since the days of Christ and before, and they're now doing it in certain deliverance ministries. It's an amazing story to hear as well. Covering all these Easter eggs, all these special guests has just been a wonderful time. And then what are we planning for season 3? What happens from here? So obviously, book out there. We'll be talking about different issues within the book. We're going to dive deep into different theology and also practical applications of theology, issues in the world today that people are struggling with and how they can, you know, build Christendom. You know, ultimately, that's what it is. I think for many, many years, the church is being pulled apart through division. If you read Paul, and Paul actually rebuked by asking them, who are you following? Are you following Paul? Are you following Apollos? No, you should follow Christ. And that should be the essence of it at all. It should be, everything should be Christ-centered. A lot more guests coming up for season 3. Also, C.S. Lewis Reading Day on November 29th. We're going to be around for that on different channels with that. I know Pints with Jack, we're going to be guests with them, and they're probably going to come on as guests with us as well. And yeah, it's going to be a fun lead up through Christmas. So we've got Thanksgiving to come, got a lot of work to do. We've got Advent and then the Christmas season and then New Year, and we'll be back in 2026. Amazing, it's 2026 with season 3. But until then, again, you've got 1 week left to get Confronting Evil in Our Time. $14.99, free shipping. Don't want to sound like a salesperson, but you'll be kicking yourself if you don't. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. If you need prayers, log on to the website and get into the prayer requests, and we'll pray for you as well. But until next time, we'll see you again on the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time.